spoke about Mr. Herrera. He not only is the zone manager in the Lower Rio Grande Valley zone, he's also the zone manager in the El Paso Trans-Pecos zone. There's about 800 miles between the two, so he's a pretty busy individual, and he oversees this program with some capable help in both places. But pink bollworm program has been operational since 2001. It was a trapping program in 1999 and 2000. And this shows the various life stages of pink bollworm and a crew there tying long duration pheromone ropes on fairly large cotton plants. I believe that picture is actually taken in New Mexico. And then some folks loading sterile moths onto an aircraft for release. Our cotton acreage in the El Paso Trans-Pecos zone has varied around around 40,000 acres over the last few years, and has over the last couple of years has declined slightly. In this program we have relied on several technologies, primarily BT cotton, pheromone mating disruption either by the hand-applied ropes that you saw the gentleman placing, and there's a picture of one of those ropes tied onto a plant here, or sprayable formulations, sterile insect release, and chemical control. If you look at percent BT cotton acreage in 2008 in the Pecos area, that acreage in around the city of Pecos and along the Pecos River south, we had 95% of that acreage was BT cotton. Fort Hancock acreage south and east of El Paso, about 30% of the acres was BT cotton. At El Paso proper, down the river to Fabens, 25% of the acreage was BT cotton, and for the zone it was 38%. And the actual acreages are shown in the numbers in white here of BT cotton. The percent of cotton acres planted to BT varieties over the years has varied from around 50% in the early years down to a low of about 22% in 2006, and then back up to 48% in 2008. Most of the cotton that is not BT cotton in this zone is Pima. And Pima cotton is a difficult crop to eradicate pink bollworm in. The bolls are very susceptible. They stay susceptible for a long period of time. The maturity of the crop is slower, and for a lot of reasons, BT or Pima cotton is, and there is no BT cotton in Pima varieties. There's no BT toxin in the Pima varieties, so we don't get any help from the BT technology on Pima. Some of our treatments in 2008, we had very much reduced treatments except for sterile insects. This picture shows a rope going out, another field crew placing rope in 2008 on a field that actually was one of the few fields in the zone that had some pink bollworm activity. And you can see, if you strain your eyes a little bit, you can see a small bamboo stake with that rope tied around it. That's the way that we are assured of getting this pheromone out on this cotton that's too small to tie. And actually we were trying to be ahead of Pinhead Square so we get the most activity out of those ropes. It worked really well. If you look over the years, with 2001 in the light blue, 2002 in the dark blue, 2003 in the, I guess that's a maroon, 2004 in the light green, 2005 the red, 2006 the pink, 2007 in the darker green, and 2008 in the yellow. You can see that our rope applications have dropped off pretty significantly since 2003, and this year we tied 3,198 acres with rope. Our sprayable pheromone, we did not use any this year, down to zero from nearly 5,000 acres in 2007. Chlorpyrifos and pyrethroid insecticides, we didn't use any this last year. So we're basically a two component program now. Well, actually three component with rope, BT cotton, and sterile insects. We did not need any chemical this year. Sterile moth release, if you look at the numbers of sterile moths that were released by week through the season, we ran almost right at 60 million moths per week during the season, except for 1 week where we had a little glitch in the rearing laboratory at Phoenix, and our numbers dropped off, but picked right back up the next week without any significant impact on the program. We dropped 1.3 billion sterile moths in 2008, 55.6 million moths per week were dropped, sterile moths per week, 1,632 sterile moths per acre per week. And if you look at the sterile pink bollworm moths recaptured, this is the graph of that. As you go through, you remember that we were dropping about 60 million a week, and it was pretty consistent. But in the cooler months, the cooler periods of the year, we don't recapture as many. Those moths aren't quite as active. And so this shows when the recaptures were highest, approaching 300,000 per week in August, and that would have been kind of middle August. 2.2 million sterile insects were recaptured with the sticky traps, pheromone baited sticky traps. 97,000 sterile insects per week were recaptured on average, and 2.87 sterile insects were recaptured per acre per week. So we had a lot of steriles out there working. They were responding to the pheromone in a fairly strong way, and they were able to bring, I'll show you in a little bit, they were able to bring the populations of native moths down dramatically. 187,515 sterile moths were caught per native moth capture. So we're catching lots and lots of steriles for every single native moth. And here shows our native moths captured since 2000. That was when we were still in the survey part, 2001 when we were retreating. In 2000, it's 1.4 million moths were caught that year. 2001, 735,000, and on down this year we caught 14, and it's probably a misnomer to call those native moths, 14 unmarked moths. These sterile moths have a red dye in the diet, and they're colored red. And those are visually, every one of those moths that's captured is looked at under a microscope if necessary. Most of them are visually scanned and you can see the red, but the ones that are, if there's any question, they're looked at under the scope. And there were 14 that did not show red, the red color. And this was the capture of those 14 moths through the season. You can see two were caught in May, and then we caught three in June, and then one in July. And those moths were all caught in the vicinity of a hot spot that we had in 2007, right around Ocala, Texas. And the hot spot went on both sides of the Rio Grande. It also occurred in Chihuahua. And after that, the moths that were caught, the six moths that were caught after that point in September, October, November, were spread out, were more spread out, not in that hot spot. They morphologically looked like the sterile moths, but they did not have color. So we suspect that we probably caught eight moths that were natives and six moths in the late season that had lost their color. As those moths age, they begin to lose that color. The sterile moths, we think those last six that we caught were probably steriles. We're pretty sure that the first eight that we caught were native moths that were capable of reproducing. Larvae per bowl, you can see how this has gone. Prior to 2001, that was the first year we were treating, those numbers typically went up to about 20 per bowl on average in that area, about 20 larvae per bowl. So even 2001, the first year of the program, the number was 4.53. This year, we looked at over 35,000 fruit forms in the zone, and a lot of those were from areas where, most of those were from areas where we were catching moths, and we found none that had larvae in them. No larvae found in 12,175 blooms, no larvae found in 21,875 bowls, total of 34,000 blooms and bowls were inspected. And that's the end of what I have to say, and I've still got some time, so that's unusual for me. Anybody got a question? We're real proud of this pink bowworm program and the people that have worked on it. They've done a tremendous job, and it's a tough, boll weevil's a tough insect, pink bowworm's equally tough in that desert southwest. Yes, sir, Juan. Well,
when do you decide to stop?
That's a good question. I don't think you do. You can't stop. You probably can stop at some point releasing insects, but you can't stop trapping. You've got to maintain the monitoring. What I see in the future is a program that looks like the San Joaquin's program, where their releases are predicated on capture of native moths. And we know in Texas, we have, in virtually every part of the state, there are native pink bollworm at low levels, native pink bollworm populations there. Trapping, or some of our trapping that was done in the early part of 2002, 2003, 2004 showed pink bollworm populations present in virtually every part of our state. So we know they're there at low levels. I think BT Cotton has put quite a damper on them building any level, any kinds of sizable populations, however.
Charles, is Texas going to get to use that transgenic marker?
Question is, will Texas get to use the transgenic marker? And I guess the answer is, I don't know. There will be some tests run this year with transgenic insects, and I suspect probably the answer depends on the outcome of those tests. But there is a transgenic marker out there. It's a genetic marker. Those insects glow under, it's fluorescent or black light. And I think it's fluorescent light. Anyway, the laboratory in Phoenix will be looking at some of those transgenic moths, and I suspect if things go well that those will be a part of the program fairly quickly. I hope so. I think they'd be very helpful. It would eliminate these six moths that we don't know about late season. We'd be able to make a definitive identifications on those, and that's going to be more and more important as time goes on, because people will be spending money and chasing things that may not be native pink bollworm moths. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, they do. And they've made really strong. I think their number, correct me if I'm wrong, is I think they caught 7 on the Mexican side. 11 in Chihuahua State. So they're right alongside us. They're making really good progress. I talked about the Tamaulipas program for boll weevil, and they have a pink bollworm program in Tamaulipas also. But the Chihuahua program is a very well run, and they're making very good progress.